me about how great we are, right?
Yeah, we
right.
are. So, Sammy, Gary, who owns Morningstar Entertainment, is the production company behind Wild West Chronicles. So I'm going to put myself on mute, let you guys talk, and I'll just be here to help as you need me. So I'll let you guys get into it.
Sounds good. I'm
Great.
Excited. Great. So tell me about this project, this show of yours. It sounds incredible.
Well, where should we start, Craig?
Tell you what, let me tee it up with the very beginning.
Perfect.
So Gary and I had been discussing doing some sort of an Old West docudrama for quite some time, and the more we kicked it around, we just kept feeling like we were talking about the same old show that's been done over and over, you know, featuring Jesse James and Billy the Kid and, you know, all the names everyone's heard of. And then when it really hit us that, you know, we were covering ground that had already been trod is when we started talking about which experts we wanted to use, you know, which historians, which authors. And we realized that it's the same group of folks that you see on all of these docudramas and documentaries. And we were like, we really need to figure out a way to do something different. And so I posed the question, is there a way for us to do a docudrama on the Old West without any talking head experts? And that sort of started the whole concept that became Wild West Chronicles, and Gary can take it from there.
Well, thank you for teeing it up. And I have to say, Sammy, I've been doing this for more than a few years, and we've done a lot of really cool projects. But I don't think anything we've ever done has been more fun or more gratifying than Wild West Chronicles. I mean, for starters, who doesn't want to do Westerns? You know, it's like being a little kid again. And the other part that's so fun for us is that this is our first foray into scripted. We've been pretty well known through the years for all of the great nonfiction work we've done. There are documentaries. So we never use the D word anymore. That sounds a little too old.
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of fun doing things such as Deadliest Warrior. We did Manhunter's Fugitive Task Force for A&E. So we've done those types of shows. So it was really a great opportunity for us to try something different, which was scripted. And we're very proud of how those shows have come out. One thing I want to say is that there are still people who believe that the only way you can really tell true stories is to do it as a straightforward documentary nonfiction style. And what Craig and I sort of came up with was the idea that who says you can't tell a true story that has the right characters with the right timeline and all the events that happen, but do it scripted? So that's sort of what we did.
Nice. And what do you think is the big difference about doing scripted TV versus non-scripted TV?
Okay, good question. With scripted, I think we have the chance to make it maybe a little bit more entertaining and accessible to a wider audience. And it occurred to us that, you know, most of the people who tune into INSP want to see all the great classic Westerns, whether they're the, you know, famous TV series like Gunsmoke or The Virginian, or classic movies like, you know, True Grit or, you know, The War Wagon or The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. So the idea was that, okay, maybe the audience is still really interested in real people and real events, but we have to put it in a style scripted that's a little bit more familiar to the audience. And I think based on the ratings we've gotten, I think the formula works.
Yeah, I think to go into that in a little more detail, what we did was we removed the talk, we call them the talking head experts that, you know, provide historical context to the events that we're recreating. And in place of those, we wanted to use people from the same time period. So we came up with this device. We thought, why not use a frontier newspaper reporter, because every small Western town of any consequence is one of the first businesses that went up was a local newspaper, and the town considered themselves an official town when they had a newspaper. So we said, why don't we take a newspaper man or a newspaper reporter and have him interview witnesses to some of the West's most notorious and infamous events? And so Gary and I started kicking that around, and Gary came back with an idea that was actually based in historical fact. And that was using a character named Bat Masterson, and Gary can tell you a little bit more about Bat.
Yeah, he was a real person, and when you look at what he did, Sammy, it feels like he led three lives. He was an Army scout. He was a buffalo hunter when he was 18. He was a gunslinger, a gambler. He was sheriff of Dodge City, you know, one of the most infamous legendary names in Western lore. Then he became a writer, a newspaper reporter, and spent his later years in New York City as the sports editor and a columnist for one of the most famous daily newspapers, the Herald American, which back in like the 1920s was a rival with the, you know, with the New York Times and, you know, the Daily News and other papers. So we thought this was a good device. And by basing it on a real person, it just kind of contributed to the sort of realness of our series, which is there's a real person asking questions of these real characters. And it seems to be working. Everyone seems to like what we've done. And so that's it's very gratifying.
Nice. And what else would you hope people like about the show?
Great question. I have to tell you, one of the biggest things is that one of the best things about having a series and working with a network that is as open-minded as we are, is that it's a wonderful opportunity to tell stories and sometimes set the record straight. And what we've been able to do with this series are tell the stories of people who are, you know, have not received as much attention by the public or from historians. We've all heard the name of, you know, Wyatt Earp. But when I asked my team who they thought was the greatest lawman of the Old West, they came back and were almost stunned to tell me, Gary, a lot of people think it's a former slave, the first African-American, you know, who became a deputy U.S. Marshal west of the Mississippi. His name is Bass Reeves, and everyone says if you really look at it, he was probably the greatest lawman. And I said, who? I never heard of this guy. And what we believe, as we did more research, was that he was sort of given short shrift by a lot of the historians of that period because he was African American. So I'm very, very fortunate to be with a network where we got a chance to tell his story. And that sort of led to us telling other stories. Another one is Elphego Baca. And we'll give you all the spellings later. But Elphego Baca was the greatest Mexican-American lawman of the Southwest. So we thought we got to tell his story. Stagecoach Mary was an African-American woman who was also a freed slave, who was the first, you know, black woman hired by the U.S. Postal Service to ever deliver the mail. And so it's been really fun in that we've had a chance to stretch out a little bit. Another one was Dr. Susan Anderson, the first female doctor, you know, or one of the first in the Old West. So that's been really, you know, something we've been very proud of, and we're really hoping the audience will like the fact that we're going to tell them some great stories about people that they may not have heard about before, but whose lives and whose work contributed, you know, to the fabric of the Old West.
It also allows us to tell stories that might not be considered traditional Western stories. In other words, there doesn't always have to be a shootout at high noon, you know, in the middle of town. Now, we do that in some of the episodes, but it allows us also to tell, you know, stories. For instance, we did an episode on Charles M. Russell, the cowboy artist, and how his career got started. And he went from a regular working cowhand to one of the preeminent Western artists ever.
Wow, that's just incredible. You guys have really good imaginations and talent to come up with all this.
Well, listen, like I said, we're very proud of the series. I'd also like to say that my partner, Panini, we run Morningstar Entertainment. And I just wanted to make sure I got her name in front of you, Sammy, because we have sort of the traditional working relationship between a man and a woman running a company. She does all the work and I get all the credit. So, but we have a terrific team. And one of the things I'm also really proud about is that we somehow managed to do a really good job and safely produce these shows during a once-in-100-year pandemic. And I don't know how the heck we did it, but our team really came through. The directors, the writers, the actors, everybody. It was really a tremendous effort by the whole team. And once again, it really helped, I think, that we were doing a Western and the kind of stories that everyone really wanted to tell, because everyone just went all out.
I'd like to add to what Gary said too about producing during a pandemic. We actually inked this deal before the COVID outbreak, and you know, basically, the whole industry was shut down while everyone was trying to figure out what to do. And despite that, we still managed to produce 12 original episodes, basically in less than a year. So it was no small feat, and you know, kudos to Gary and Morningstar for figuring out how to make all of that happen.
Well, thanks so much. But once again, it was like a labor of love, and you know, it's just one of those things, Sammy, where it's just so great to wake up every day and you really look forward to what you're doing. And, you know, it wasn't easy for all of us, you know, since, you know, last February. And there were times where I had to, like, smile. Because it used to be when I had jobs where I couldn't wait for the weekend or I couldn't wait for a vacation to sort of get away from life's problems. But the way it was during the pandemic is I couldn't wait to, like, leave home and turn off CNN and go to work and work on my Westerns, because that was the best escape there was.
And what else are you guys working on?
Oh, I don't know. Tara, am I allowed to talk about our other shows? I don't know. What do you think?
Not yet. We'll kind of keep you posted.
All right. So we'll call those the super secret for now.
Yeah, I want to get so interested in Wild West Chronicles, Sammy, and I promise I'll be back for you with the other stuff. And Sammy,
lovely.
I sent you screeners of the episodes, some of the episodes that Gary mentioned, and I'm happy to get you anything else you need. And I'll kind of circle back to you offline and make sure you have the right graphics and all that stuff. And also, I'm going to forward you, Gary referenced, we had some rating success for the series, and we just put out a ratings release this week. Telling how well the series did. So I'll forward you that as well.
Lovely. Thank you. And thank you all for taking the time today. I really appreciate you.
Well, listen,
it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay safe and good luck with everything.
All right. Thanks
all right.
again. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank
thanks,
you.
Ray. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, Sammy.